In real simple terms, an ESOP is an employee-owned company, and employees don't pay for the stock. They get it by investing their labor to earn equity. So just by working for the company, they get to earn equity in the company. This is the way that they will be able to fund their retirement. The wonderful things about ESOPs is that they pay competitive wages and benefits, which addresses income inequality. And the ESOP is a qualified retirement plan that accumulates wealth to fund their retirement, which addresses wealth inequality. And the difference between the two, income inequality is getting through to the end of the month with your living expenses. Wealth inequality is funding your lifetime financial needs through retirement. When you put your company into an ESOP S-Corp structure, what you would have paid for taxes is reinvested into R&D, innovation, CapEx, etc. So you have accelerated growth over time. And it's not that you don't pay taxes. Those taxes are deferred until when the employee owners take their withdrawals from the ESOP account at retirement. But that's part of the reason why there is a lot of evidence that documents the competitive advantage of ESOP structures over other structures, because of that reinvestment over time. A differentiation in ESOPs is succession planning, because it's always about the next generation. We care about long-term sustainability and profitability, and you have to have both profitability and culture to be sustainable, but what makes the difference is succession. And ESOPs invest in their employees, and so we have longer tenure, and we really make sure that there's going to be succession, which means that you're going to continue that success. People are going to be brought up to be the next generation of managers. While ESOP stands for Employee Stock Ownership Plan, I really say it stands for Engaged Employee Stock Ownership Plan, because that engagement is key to unlocking the competitive advantage around the culture. Every employee needs to participate in their ownership, because that's going to be the engagement that really unlocks the innovation, the productivity. That's the simple example of you can walk by the trash or you can pick it up. But much more importantly, it's the people that are doing the frontline work that really make the difference. And that's just the real power of employee ownership.